It's my privilege every training to have this little time with the young people. Actually, I need this time more than you need this time. I'll tell you why, because without hanging around or hanging out with young people, I get old. My way is to hang around you, and so some of your youthful energy would rub off on me and keep me young. So I'm very happy to be here. Today, this morning at about 4 o'clock, I couldn't sleep, 4:30. Maybe I drank too much tea, I don't know, but when these things happen, I also try to pay attention to the Lord to see maybe He has something to say. So as I was laying in the bed, of course, immediately I thought of this time, which I wasn't sure what I should talk about to you. And when I was laying there, I think somehow I became clear. And this is what I would like to talk to you about today. Now, this training has been just super wonderful. Am I right?
Yeah.
You people, really, young people, really have to, I don't know what, go and start reading the life study of Exodus. All right? I mean, these are crystals. They crystallize, you know, many messages and make it into one crystal. But you have to unpack it so that you really sink your teeth into a lot of the very juicy parts of it, of the truth, of the word. And I will tell you, young people, a very important secret to study the truth. Have you heard of this saying, God is in the details? You know, it's a saying. God is in the details. I'll tell you, truth is in the details. Everyone who study the truth realizes this. If you just skim the surface, if you just sort of talk in generalities, you get something for sure. But you won't get the deep nourishment and the fine enlightenment, which will quicken your understanding, the understanding of your heart and concerning God and the things of God, if you remain on the surface. So I'd like to even now challenge you for the rest of your life, starting now, get into the details of the truth. Study the truth in detail. Study the Word of God in details. Don't be satisfied with what we call skating on the ice. Break through the ice and get into the depths. And this means you cannot be quick. You cannot be fast. The constitution of truth, to put it another way, is simply the accumulation of truth. All right? The accumulation. Trust in the long-term accumulation of the truth. So you've got to set up your life, in fact, your whole life, to read the Word and to study this ministry, to know the truth. It is like that. Okay? It's not even just coming to 2 years of FTTA. It's your whole life being a truth lover and a truth pursuer. And I just hope to the Lord, hope to God, that many among you in this group here will become such people. Truth means everything to you. The Word of God means everything to you. And one day you'll be so full of truth, whether you are elder, you are not an elder, you are sister, you are brother, you are just a person of truth. And then you will walk in that truth. You will live by that truth. And when you stand up, truth will come out. Reality will come out. And trust me, you will be a useful vessel. You will be a useful serving one in God's economy. All right, so do that. Well, so go back and get started on the life studies of Exodus. We have put together even two questions for each message if you want them. Do you want them? So you can schedule, and then we schedule, you know, like two messages a week. Very easy to do. But two messages a week means you get into it. You don't read it, the life studies, like a novel or a magazine. That doesn't count. Two messages a week means you give 3 days per message, and you really deep dive a little bit, all right? With your highlighter, answer the questions, get into it, you know. Brother Lee eventually wrote a book on the genealogy based on Matthew 1, the most dry passages according to most Christians. And it happened to be in chapter 1, so people turn over to the New Testament chapter 1 and say, I'm not going to read this. It's who begot who begot who. That's the Bible, you know. No, the Bible is not like that. So he wrote a book on it. You read The Genealogy of Christ by Brother Lee. I tell you, it is like a mind blower. It is like fantastic. That dry genealogy. Somebody got into it, all right? So go get into it. We're going to have three crystallization study of Exodus. So you're going to have two more. So you got at least 2 years, a year or a year and a half. You will finish Exodus. You will have Exodus under your belt. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. You open your mouth, you can talk about the smitten rock, you can talk about the crossing the Red Sea, you can talk about the heavenly manna, you can talk about Passover. You open your mouth, you just like this. Isn't that wonderful? Not for show off, but so that you can really minister to people. Okay, that's just a prologue, okay? All right, now, I just have a burden this morning because of the message I gave on the fire. I have a burden this morning on the fire. So Moses was there, called by God, and what did he see? He saw this what? This thorn bush, right? With fire burning within it. Now, by now, I have received a number of emails and texts from brothers because I asked them to check out an acacia tree, whether that's a thorn. And the brothers all came back and confirmed it is at least a thorn-like tree. So it's a thorn. So I'm right. Acacia wood, after all, is at least thorn-like, if not a thorn. Now, acacia wood happens also to be one of the densest wood there is, the heaviest wood. It's called a hardwood. It's not balsa. It's not these light stuff. Today, they still use various species of acacia wood to make floors, to make construction material all over the world. So that's what they used to build the tabernacle. So we have grounds now, I suppose, to say that the tabernacle is the thorn bush. Amen?
Amen?
Except it's not a wild thorn bush anymore. It's a built thorn bush. It is a constructed thorn bush according to a certain pattern from the mountain. All right. And the glory, Shekinah glory of Jehovah glowed within it. And the cloud of fire that is lit up at night upon this this built thorn bush, I think really, really is the same picture as we see in Exodus 3. Except now it's corporate. Now, this morning, my burden for you young people is the fire. Is the fire. What is the fire? The fire is that which is burning within this thorn bush. And now we know that thorn bush refers to Moses. It refers to the corporate Israel. In the New Testament, those being symbols and types, this fire burns within what? The believers, each one of us, you, me, and also the corporate me, and that would be the church today. You see, corresponding with the Old Testament. But now this fire is slightly different. Whereas in Exodus, that fire is the unprocessed God. Am I right? That was just the raw God that Moses saw in the thorn bush and in the cloud. But today, that fire that is burning in us, the thorn bush, and the church, the thorn bush, is the process God. Now, that is a huge, big, huge, huge change, huge, big improvement. That is the fire that is burning within us now. Not only is, we have the three words incarnation, inclusion, and intensification. So you say, "What? Scratching your head, what are you talking about?" Come to the FTTA and you will find out. All right? That is the most up-to-date present theology there is. Okay, the point is that today this fire is the incarnated fire. This fire today is now the inclusive fire. This fire today is even the intensified fire. It is the incarnated God, the included, inclusive God, and also the what? Intensified God that is burning within the present-day thorn bush, you, me, and the church. That's the fire. Oh, this is too much. I tell you, even I'm already excited. Just the thought of it, just the thought of it is exciting to me. Do you know what is burning in you? It's a fire. You know, do you know what that fire is? It's not the same fire that Moses saw or the children of Israel saw. It's an advanced fire. It's a more intensified fire. It is I don't know. I mean, you know, when this spacecraft re-enter atmosphere, you know, they heat up to 5,000 degree Celsius. I cannot even imagine what kind of heat that is. 5,000 degrees Celsius. You know, in other words, you will vaporize. You know, you will disappear at 5,000 degrees Celsius, right? Now, this is more than 5,000 degrees Celsius. This is God burning. Do you know in the universe, the real fire is God? He is the source of all fires. And you know, this world would not be habitable if there's no fire. Am I right? You may say the sun has fire flares, solar flares, whatever it is. I tell you, the real fire is God. Hebrews, our God is a consuming fire. And brothers and sisters, that fire in symbol and in certain amount of reality got into Moses. He never forgot that. He never forgot that. And that fire longed to, and at least in type, got into the tabernacle, which signified the children of Israel. You can't believe it. This fire is homeless. This great ball of fire needs a home, needs a place to live. And they found it in some people and in a man. Today in the New Testament, this fire has been searching for a home. And first it found it in a man called Jesus. Amen? Amen. There was a thorn bush walking around with this fire burning within it, that God man, right? Then this single thorn bush with the fire burning went through the process. And now, what? By resurrection and by the coming of the Spirit, today in our experience, this fire has come into us. This process fire, this great, intense fire is now in us. Brothers and sisters, it's a fire in you. I want to tell you, it's not just a little baby Jesus, a little nativity scene with this little plastic baby that you buy at Walmart, somebody bought at Walmart, and put it on some manger. Forget about that. There is a great ball of fire. The divine fire, the divine of this universe in you, in me, burning there, burning there. You have to know this and remember this, okay? There's a fire burning within me. Let me tell you my testimony again. It's 50, in three more years, it will be 50 years. 50 years ago. Sorry, two more years. No, three more years. Well, somewhere around there, two or three more years. Will be 50 years, half a century, okay? That this fire began to burn in me. All right. I can testify to you that it was a fire. Because to this day, just like Moses, I can never forget that scene. And 50 years later, standing here in front of you today, that same fire is still burning in me. And I will testify to you all these 50 years. I won't be here. I won't be doing what I'm doing if it's not for this fire. I give all the credit to this fire. I wouldn't have lasted. I wouldn't have started. I wouldn't have gone on. I wouldn't have paid the price. I wouldn't have taken this narrow way. I couldn't have followed Jesus if it's not for this fire. This fire did it all. And brothers and sisters, this fire is in you. Amen. Now you have to know it. You have to experience it as a fire burning within you. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord says what? I am here to cast, in Luke, right? Cast fire on this earth. How I'm longing for that baptism. You know, he said that. That means he wants to die, or he needs to die, because if the Lord didn't die, this fire, which is the divine life, which is the resurrection itself, by the way, resurrection is a fire, would not have been released from his human shell. But it got broken through the crucifixion on the cross. That fire was released. And he cast it, as it were, cast it on the earth and set fire on the earth. Before that time, there was not the reality of this resurrection life. There was, but in a small way. Now he wanted to what? Turn this into a bonfire on this earth. And he cast it upon his resurrection. Number one. And then he cast it again upon the day of Pentecost, on his descension. This fire, the first one in his resurrection, he cast it within the chosen elect. And on the day of Pentecost, he cast it upon his believers. And from that day on, this fire is on the earth burning, not in the moon, not in the this mountain, not in here, but on this earth, in the hearts of some human beings. You have to realize our human heart is the soil. It's the earth. We are made up of the earth. We are the earth. For the fire to be cast on this earth is for this fire to be cast on some human beings. And we, by God's mercy and choosing and sovereignty, were what? Part of these human beings. And somewhere, sometime, that fire got cast into you. And now it's burning within you. And this fire will do all that God wants until the New Jerusalem in you as that fire. From the day of your salvation and regeneration, that fire got in. And that fire will work. And it works by burning. By burning. You ask me, what is Christ doing in me? The song says, Christ liveth in me, right? We have to change that song. Christ burneth in me. Christ flameth in me. Oh, what a salvation this Christ is burning in me. I tell you, how does God work to save you to the uttermost? By as fire burning within you. Burning within you. You can say the whole process of God's salvation is a burning by this fire. And I testify, along with others, that this fire is working. And it's still working today. And I will let this fire burn. I will cooperate with this fire until I meet the Lord or until I die. Well, now you say, what is this fire doing in me? What is this fire? Why is it fire? Well, you know, God is the fire, I said already. He is fire. You know, when the children of Israel went to the mountain, God said, don't let them cross that line, because once they do, they're dead. Only you, Aaron, right? And so forth. And it says the mountain was smoking, filled with fire, and so on. That means God is present. Wherever God is present, there is fire. Because what? Because that fire is the fire of his what? Of his three main aspects. His righteousness, his holiness, and his glory are all tied to that fire. These are the three main attributes of God. So when the fire burns, that means his righteousness is working. That means his holiness is working. That means what? His glory is shining. That's all in that fire. This fire is the fire of righteousness, of holiness, of glory, of God, burning within you, in his own person, which is Christ. Because Christ is the embodiment of this God. And so when this fire came into you, it burns. It started to burn. You know, to do what? To do what? I tell you, to burn his righteousness into you and make you righteous and make you righteousness. You know, the flaming sword, you know, in Genesis 3, it's the fiery sword, right? The sword refers to the righteousness, right? The turning sword. I tell you, why is that sword of flames? Because righteousness is fiery. It's flame. Okay? We are not righteous. We are fallen. We are sinful. We are evil because of the fall. But this fire got in, and it's going to burn and burn and burn until you're righteous. until you even become the righteousness of God in Christ. It's going to work it out. It will burn away, consume everything unrighteous, everything sinful. You said, I cannot be righteous. I'm still have besetting sin. Well, I would say, let this fire burn. You just let it burn. Every day you let it burn. Let this God burn in you. Burn away all the unrighteousness, all the unrighteous things. It will burn. I testify, it will burn. It's a process, but it will burn. Look in this world today, full of unrighteousness. Am I right? Lawlessness, actually, it's called. Lawlessness. This whole world, millennials, all right? You're coming to the end. You're the last of the millennials. As evil as the non-millennials. You're not a better generation. You're just as bad. I found that out. Because you're fallen. But I tell you, there's a righteous fire burning within you. This fire is also the fire of holiness. Holiness means what? God is uncommon. God is uncommon. Anything that is worldly, common, this fire will burn away. And he will not just burn those things away. He will what? He will burn his holiness into you. He will burn his holy nature into you until you glow like a holy man. Until you glow with God's holiness. That is sanctification. That is the real meaning of sanctification. Not by you trying to be holy, but a fire sanctifying you. Fire, this fire justifies you. This fire sanctifies you. And this fire what? This fire eventually glorifies you. Glorifies you. You may say righteousness is of the Spirit. Because of righteousness, our spirit is alive. And sanctification is the soul. Am I right? Transformation of our soul. And glory eventually is the glorification or even the transfiguration of our body, right? These things you should have some idea about. That means this fire that got into us starts with the Spirit, and it will burn and burn into our soul, and one day it will burn and burn even into our bodies. You will be what? You will be righteous, or we will be righteous and holy and glorious as God is by the work of this fire. And it's a fire. Young people, I like you to, spend more time in front of this fire. You know, if you have one of these heaters at home, some of them are very dangerous because if you're not careful, it will burn you. You know, these things, right? You spend too much time in the sun, you get cancer. Am I right? Because these rays, what do you call these rays? Ultraviolet, alpha ray, gamma ray, I don't know what ray. It will come and just radiate you. It will burn you. It will rearrange your cells, and you'll do all kinds of things because you spend a little bit too much time in the sun. Well, I tell you, we all need to do some real sunbathing. S-O-N, huh? Sunbathing. We need to spend more time in front of this fire. Every day. This is real morning revival. This is real time with the Lord. Not just go through some motions, but spend time with the fire. You say, fire, burn me. fire radiate into me. Burn, burn. Oh, that song, burn, burn, O Lord, O love within my heart. I think we should change the word love to fire. Burn, burn, O fire within my heart. Burn fiercely night and day. Till all the dross of earthly love are burned and burn away. Sing that song, right? And this fire will work out what you cannot work out. Trust the fire. Trust the fire. Let him burn. I pray that way. I really did. Lord, just burn. Just burn me to ashes. Just burn every part of my being. Burn my spirit. Burn my conscience. You know? Burn my mind. Burn my emotion. Burn my will. Burn. Lord, burn my future. Burn my taste. Burn my preference. Burn my ambition. Burn my hopes. Burn my dreams. Burn my possession, burn my capacity, burn my intellect, burn, just Lord, burn, just burn me. Burn me. Pray this way. You know, next summer we're going to have this summer college training, be there or be square, all right? Okay, none of you are going to miss it, all right? And you're going to all bring someone to come to I don't know when they're going to sign up, whatever. We're going to show a video to you, a second promo video to you today, and so on. I tell you, this summer training is not just about summer training in Champaign and have a kind of great time. I tell you, my prayer, I started my prayer for that already. And this next 6 months, I'm going to ask all of you to pray for this summer training. Amen. Lord, cast fire. Amen. Cast fire to 1,000 young people, college age, that they will all glow with the triune God. They all will be a different kind of people. They will be a redeemed thorn bush. They will be today's Moses. They will be today's little Jesuses. They are different than the world. They have another source. And they're being made righteous. They're being sanctified. They're being glorified every day, even as young as they are. Amen. And I can tell you, 50 years ago, I was your age. And that's why I can empathize. And I testify you, this fire is powerful. Because this fire is God himself. Let this fire in. Welcome this fire. Spend time with this fire. Moses spent just a little bit too much time with this fire for 40 days and 40 nights, and he came out. People would have to put a veil in front of him because they can stare at him. And this is not God. This is just God reflecting through a man in the Old Testament. Whoa, he was like glowing, his face. I don't know what kind of cancer he had, you know. Divine cancer. He was divine cancerous. All his molecules got rearranged. All his cells became different when he came down. I mean, anyone who spent 40 days and 40 nights in front of God in close proximity, you will be glowing, you know, after Chernobyl. You know, people start glowing. Oops, how come I'm green here, you know? You will walk around, you don't know what's going on, you are glowing because you spend too much time in front of the nuclear reactor. This is the universal nuclear reactor called the triune God. Spend time with him. I tell you, it will glow. What does this fireworks? This fireworks, number one, to consume. To consume what? to consume everything that is hateful to God, everything that is against God, everything that is satanic, everything that is devilish, everything that does not match him in that way. One day, God will clean up the universe by fire. Fire is God's way of cleaning up things, by consuming them, by burning things up. Even the old heaven and the old earth will be all burned up. And this fire does that work within us, to burn up all the things. Actually, I should say, this fire judges. Today, we would rather be judged today by God within us than to wait for that judgment day or to end up in the lake of fire. God says what? God, in Deuteronomy, which is quoted in Hebrews, God is a consuming fire, for he is, Jehovah, is a jealous God. So what? So this God, because he's jealous, jealousy is like fire. You know, when you get real jealous, sisters, right? You just burn, you know? You know? I tell you, God is jealous. God's jealousy is many more times than your jealousy over us. So he will not let you be common because you are his prized treasure, peculiar treasure. He will not let you become common because you're a holy priesthood, a holy nation. So he's going to use, he will be that fire within you to burn and burn and burn until these things are burned away. He is jealous. He wants you and you alone. He will not allow you to worship any other gods. He will not allow you to love anything else other than him. Remember the first message by Brother Ron. He will not let you, tolerate you, worship any idols. He wants you for him alone. He's going to burn within you, to burn away the other loves. This fire also within you burns to purify you, to refine you. You know, fire purifies the alloy, the mixture, all the things that is in us. This fire will burn away, will burn away. What else does this fire do? This fire, I mentioned already, this fire rearranges you. This fire transforms you by the process of radiation. You know, this radiation, you know, this they call ionized radiation. You know, these waves that can not just go through a piece of paper or through a sheet of metal. They can go through a big block of lead. A block of lead. Some of these waves can actually go through them. You say, well, I'm hard, I'm tough. I tell you, God is more tough. He is these waves, these radiation that will just go right through you and in you. You just need to spend time with him. This is to eat the manna. This is to drink the water. Let these waves work to transform you into something that you are not today, that you are not by birth. He's going to sanctify you, divinize you, godify you, deify us. This is what we're talking about by the fire working within you. Well, not only so, this fire will be, of course, the source of us, our living. The source of our living, the source of our service, our work. I just like to see tens of thousands of college-age young people across this country. You want to see that? Are you happy just with this group? No. I like to see tens of thousands of people like you in every campus in the United States and Canada and wherever else, burning not by their own fuel, not by their natural energy, but from another source, burning, but the thorn bush is not consumed. You say, I cannot do it, the fire will do it. I cannot sustain, the fire will sustain. Paul says, it's not me, but the grace of God that is in me. That's the fire that allows me to work more, labor more abundantly than the other apostles. Let that fire burn within us. So in the New Testament, we have words like burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Amen? We have verses like fan into flame the gift of God that is in you, Timothy. You all have that flame. And you all can serve. As young as you are, you can serve the Lord today. You can serve the Lord on the campus. You can release the gospel. You can shepherd people because you have another source. You have this fire within you burning as the real fuel. So this fuel also what? Not only consumes, not only purifies, this fuel what? Supplies. This fuel, this fire what? Supports. This fire fuels. This fire energizes to make us even the energizing priests of the gospel today. All of you on the campus. Amen? Amen. That's my burden. Amen. My burden is fire. So these 6 months, will you all pray? Amen. Twos and threes, these 6 months. Don't just, oh, I wait for that day, it's exciting. No, you pray. Pray that the Lord will cast fire upon the young people, young generation in the recovery. The Lord will do a great thing in this country, a great thing in you and through you in your respective campuses, in the colleges and universities. To burn, this fire will jump out of you into another person. Amen. This fire will radiate through you into your friends, into your classmates, into your family. It will. This fire. Amen? Amen. This fire is the spirit within us. This fire is the spirit upon us. And we are today that redeemed thorn bush. All of us are. Kind of ugly, kind of not so, comely thorn bush. But what? There's a fire. There's a fire. And don't burn by yourself. Today is the corporate thorn bush. With companions, you burn together. Oh, Lord, burn me. Amen? Amen. Lord, burn me. Amen. There are many songs in the hymnals about burning, Burn me. Well, what is that one? 1151? The flame of God burn. Huh? Well, the consume me. You know that one? What does it go? Yeah, that one. But what is the verse on the flame? Consume me. Well, anyway. Yeah. Well, how do you sing it? How does it that verse go? Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's supposed to actually be the second two lines. But anyway, touch this fire. Amen? All right. I stop here my sharing. Now, I understand they have a video. This is the second video number two, that will be on the site or the registration site. Take a look. It's just about less than 2 minutes that you can show the other saints and tell them about this coming summer college training.